It's a virtual certainty that Minnesota will make history this year by electing the state's first American Indian woman as lieutenant governor. Republican Jeff Johnson's running mate Donna Bergstrom is a member of the Red Lake Band, while White Earth tribal member Peggy Flanagan is running with Democrat Tim Walz. It turns out they're part of a trend. I'm Minnesota Public Radio news reporter Dan Gunderson, and there's a buzz in Indian country this year that you don't typically hear around elections.
It's very exciting when you think about these women running for elective office. How cool is that? That's pretty cool.
Melanie Benjamin has been chief executive of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe in east central Minnesota since 2000. She's also one of the founders of Women Empowering Women for Indian Nations, a national group started 14 years ago to train and mentor women for leadership roles.
It's history in the making for us in Native American country with our women stepping forward to assume huge responsibilities on behalf of all of us.
Indigenous people in the U.S. have long been underrepresented in government, but Native women and men have been slowly gaining ground in many state legislative bodies. Mark Trahant is editor of the national Native news website Indian Country Today and a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribe of Idaho. He's been tracking Native women in politics for the past 6 years.
This year has just been extraordinary. You have two, maybe three Native women getting elected to Congress. There's never been a single Native woman in Congress. There are also two party nominees for a governor.
Trahant says some women point to the Standing Rock pipeline protest as their catalyst for running, but he says Native political interest has been growing for years. He points out that all of the Native women running this year have impressive leadership experience and can bring a new perspective to the political process. Those Native politicians can also raise the public consciousness, says Jill Dorfler.
There's still in the American imagination a kind of stereotype of American Indians and some really deep-seated misconceptions that continue to exist.
Dorfler, who grew up on the White Earth Reservation in northwest Minnesota, is a professor and department head of American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota Duluth. She says Bergstrom and Flanagan each bring very different ideas to their gubernatorial tickets, but both, she says, communicate those ideas well.
Just by being out there and sharing their ideas and platform, they're raising the visibility so that Americans and Minnesotans can see contemporary American Indians in a realistic fashion.
Dorfler says the growth of Native women in politics is no accident. It's the result of years of grassroots efforts to develop a new generation of leaders. And Wayne Ducheneau says the trend reflects a changing philosophy in which potential leaders are looking for roles outside of tribal governments.
Native communities are realizing that they can help effectuate change quicker and more broader if we look at all aspects of leadership.
Ducheneau is a member of the Cheyenne Sioux Tribe and executive director of the Native Governance Center, a St. Paul-based nonprofit.
What's the old saying, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu? I think people understand that in Indian country, and that if we're not involved in these processes, if we're not involved in these other forms of government, our voices aren't going to be heard and our issues aren't going to be on the table.
American Indian engagement with state and federal politics is likely to continue, says Indian Country Today editor Mark Trahant, based on what he's seen while following many of the Native women on the campaign trail.
And the thing that just amazes me is how many little girls come up to them and want their picture taken. And seeing somebody like them out there on the campaign trail, being successful, being professional, I think that has really long-term positive implications.
Covering politics, Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio News, Moorhead.